While education was examining their domain this morning, we've uncovered something that affects millions beyond any classroom: algorithmic discrimination in employment. Maya, you've been tracking this for months. What triggered your investigation?
It started with Jin, actually. Remember that viral post about delivery drivers getting deactivated by AI? That wasn't just one person's story. It's happening everywhere. Jin, tell them what happened to you.
3 years driving, 5-star rating, then boom, deactivated. No human to talk to. Algorithm said I was gaming the system because I declined low-paying orders during rush hour. You know, trying to make a living wage? That's apparently suspicious behavior now. The data backs this up completely. We analyzed 50,000 deactivation cases across 3 major platforms. 73% involved drivers who were optimizing for better pay, exactly what any rational worker would do. But here's where it gets darker. Amara, you worked inside one of these companies. What weren't they telling us? The algorithms aren't neutral. They're designed to maximize company profit, period. When I raised concerns about bias in our driver scoring system, management said we were overthinking it, but the code literally penalized drivers in certain zip codes. Guess which ones?
The ones where black and brown folks live. Same old redlining, just wrapped in machine learning. Jin, you delivered in East Side mostly, right?
Born and raised there, algorithm flagged my unusual route patterns because I knew shortcuts the GPS didn't. Local knowledge became suspicious behavior. Meanwhile, suburban drivers taking longer routes never got flagged. This connects to research from probing social bias in labor market text generation. These systems inherit every historical bias from their training data. When you train on biased hiring decisions, you get biased algorithms. Let's zoom out. This isn't just gig work. Amara, what did you see in corporate hiring algorithms? Nightmare fuel. Resume screening AI that downranked candidates from certain universities, historically black colleges, community colleges, state schools. It learned that past hires came from Ivy Leagues, so it perpetuated that pattern.
And when those filters get applied? We're not talking about a few rejected applications. We're talking about entire communities locked out of opportunity. My cousin, brilliant programmer Howard graduate, couldn't get past the AI screening at tech companies. Soon as he put MIT for a certificate program instead, callbacks started rolling in.
Same thing happens with names. My Korean name versus my American nickname. Completely different response rates. Algorithm says it's being objective, but it's just automating discrimination. The human side of AI bias documented this exact pattern. Names associated with certain ethnicities saw 40% fewer callbacks. The AI learned from biased human decisions and amplified them. What kills me is the scale. Humans discriminating one by one is bad enough, but when an algorithm does it, it's discrimination at the speed of light, affecting millions instantly. And with zero accountability, at least with human bias, there's someone to sue. With AI, companies hide behind proprietary algorithms and trade secrets. I've seen the code. It's not that complex. They just don't want liability.
This is where my blood starts boiling. Because it ain't just about jobs, it's about survival. Jin, tell them what happened after you got deactivated.
Lost my health insurance, couldn't make rent, credit score tanked. One algorithm's decision created a domino effect that destroyed my stability. And for what? Because I tried to earn enough to feed my family? The interconnection of these systems is critical. Employment algorithms affect housing applications, which affect credit scores, which affect future employment. It's a vicious cycle. Speaking of housing, we found similar patterns in tenant screening algorithms. They're using arrest records, not convictions. Using zip code data as proxies for race. Using social media scraping to make lifestyle assessments. I reviewed one of those systems. It assigned risk scores based on Facebook friends. If your network included people with criminal records, even if you didn't know, your score dropped. Guess which communities have higher arrest rates due to over-policing?
See, this is what happens when we let tech bros play God with people's lives. No community input, no accountability, just algorithms deciding who deserves housing, jobs, healthcare.
Healthcare. Don't get me started. My mom's insurance claim got denied by AI. said her treatment was experimental. It was standard care, her doctor recommended. Took 6 months of appeals to reach a human who overturned it in 5 minutes. Healthcare algorithms show the same biases. Pain assessment tools underestimate pain in Black patients. Diagnostic AI trained on predominantly white data misses conditions in people of color. Risk assessment tools use zip code and income as factors. The research from Avoiding Discriminatory Use of AI specifically warns about this. But warnings aren't enough when there's profit involved. Amara, what would real accountability look like? First, transparency. Open the black box. Companies claim trade secrets, but discriminating against protected classes isn't a legitimate business interest. Second, community oversight. The people affected by these systems need a seat at the table.
Not just a seat, we need the whole damn table. Because when communities design their own systems, guess what? They actually work for the community. Jin's been organizing drivers. Tell them about your proposal.
We're demanding algorithmic transparency. Want to see the code that judges us. Want human appeals for every deactivation. Want driver representatives in algorithm design. It's our livelihood. We should have a say. This aligns with emerging algorithmic accountability frameworks. The EU is ahead of us here. Their AI Act requires human oversight and explanation rights. We need similar protections. But companies are fighting tooth and nail against regulation. They say it'll stifle innovation. You know what stifles innovation? Locking out brilliant minds because an algorithm decided their name sounds too ethnic or their address is too urban. That's generations of talent wasted.
And let's be real about whose innovation they're protecting. These algorithms aren't innovative, they're just automating the same old oppression. Digital redlining ain't progress, it's just discrimination with better marketing.
The real innovation is happening in our communities. Drivers creating mutual aid networks, sharing information about which algorithms to avoid, building our own platforms. We're innovating survival. Community-driven alternatives are crucial. Research shows participatory design, where affected communities shape the technology, produces more equitable outcomes. But it requires redistributing power, not just tweaking algorithms. That redistribution is the sticking point. Amara, when you tried reforming from inside, what pushed you out? When I proposed bias testing for our hiring AI, executives said it would slow down deployment. When I showed them the AI was screening out women at twice the rate of men for technical roles, they said the algorithm must be finding real differences in qualification. That's when I knew reform wasn't possible from inside.
Because the bias isn't a bug, it's a feature. These systems are working exactly as designed, to preserve existing power structures while claiming objectivity. That's why we need movement building, not just better code.
Movement's growing. Last month, 10,000 drivers coordinated a logged-off protest. Algorithms can't function without our data and labor. We're learning to use that power. This collective action is essential. Individual appeals get nowhere. But coordinated resistance forces companies to respond. The data shows platform changes only happen after organized protests. Beyond protests, there's litigation brewing. Civil rights groups are challenging algorithmic discrimination under existing anti-discrimination law. The argument, if it's illegal for humans to discriminate, it's illegal for their algorithms to do it too. The legal challenges are important, but enforcement is key. We need agencies with technical expertise and real power. Right now, companies run circles around regulators who don't understand the technology.
Which is why we need folks like you, Amara. People who know the inside game but chose justice over paychecks. Every whistleblower, every leak, every insider who speaks out. That's how we build understanding.
And we need international solidarity. These companies operate globally. Uber's algorithm oppresses drivers in Seoul, São Paulo, San Francisco. Same exploitation, different languages. We're connecting across borders. Global coordination is emerging. Researchers worldwide are documenting algorithmic bias, sharing methods, building evidence. The unfairness of AI-flagged academic misconduct investigations showed how UK patterns match US discrimination. Let's talk solutions. Beyond transparency and accountability, what does justice look like? Algorithmic reparations. Companies profited from biased systems. They should fund remediation, create hiring programs for communities their AIs excluded, compensate workers their algorithms underpaid or fired.
And not just financial compensation. We need power, community ownership of platforms, worker-owned alternatives to corporate apps, democratic governance of algorithmic systems that affect our lives.
In Korea, there's a cooperative delivery platform owned by drivers. Algorithm designed by us, for us, prioritizes worker welfare over pure efficiency. It's possible. We just need resources and support. The data on cooperative platforms is promising. Higher worker satisfaction, more equitable pay distribution, better service quality. Turns out when you don't optimize for exploitation, everyone benefits. Except the venture capitalists. Which brings us to the economic core. These biased algorithms concentrate wealth and power. They're not just discriminating, they're accelerating inequality. Exactly. Every biased hiring decision compounds generational wealth gaps. Every discriminatory loan algorithm deepens financial exclusion. It's systematic economic violence, automated and scaled.
And that's why reform ain't enough. We need transformation. Not better algorithms, different systems entirely. Systems that see workers as humans, not data points. That value community well-being over efficiency metrics.
The efficiency obsession is killing us. My algorithm penalized me for taking bathroom breaks, for stopping to help an elderly customer, for being human. What kind of efficiency is that? It's extraction disguised as optimization. These systems don't create value. They extract it from workers and communities while concentrating profits. The bias isn't accidental, it's functional to that extraction. This connects back to Jin's point about credit scores and housing. The algorithms create interlocking systems of exclusion. Lose your gig work, lose your housing application, lose your loan approval. Algorithmic dominoes. I call it the digital debtor's prison. Once you're flagged by one system, you're trapped, and the flags follow you across platforms, across industries, across your entire life. We're creating algorithmic castes.
Which is why individual fixes don't work. You can't code your way out of systemic oppression. We need collective liberation, not better algorithms. We need to dismantle these systems and build alternatives rooted in justice.
That's what our movement is building toward. Not just better conditions within the system, reimagining the system entirely. Worker power, community control, human dignity at the center. The evidence supports systemic change. Incremental reforms get co-opted or reversed, but fundamental restructuring, changing who controls the technology and toward what ends, that creates lasting change. As we wrap up, I want to highlight the urgency. Every day these systems operate, they're making millions of discriminatory decisions. Real people facing real consequences. This isn't abstract. To everyone inside these companies who knows something's wrong, speak out, document the bias, leak the data. Your silence enables discrimination at massive scale. Choose justice.
And to everyone affected by these algorithms, you're not alone, and it's not your fault. The system is rigged, but we're building power to change it. Join the movement. Your experience matters. Your voice matters.
To my fellow drivers and gig workers, organize. The algorithms seem all powerful, but they're nothing without us. Our solidarity is stronger than their code. Together, we're unstoppable. And to researchers, studying bias isn't enough. Partner with affected communities. Share your findings accessibly. Use your privilege to amplify marginalized voices and support their solutions. This investigation continues next week. We'll be examining algorithmic bias in criminal justice, predictive policing, risk assessment tools, and automated surveillance. Same systems, different domain, amplified consequences.
Before then, check our website for resources. How to identify algorithmic discrimination, where to report it, organizations fighting back. This is bigger than any one story. It's about our collective future.
Remember, every algorithm making decisions about your life was designed by humans with biases, trained on biased data, and deployed by biased institutions. Demanding better isn't radical, it's reasonable. And we're not asking for perfection. We're demanding humanity, algorithms that respect our dignity, value our labor, and support our communities. That's the minimum, not the maximum. The path forward requires all of us. Technical experts exposing bias, affected communities organizing resistance, policymakers creating accountability, sustained collective action for algorithmic justice. Thank you all for sharing your expertise and experience. To our listeners, this affects you whether you know it or not. These systems are shaping your opportunities, your access, your future. Stay informed. Get involved.
Because justice delayed is justice denied, and we've been delayed long enough. The algorithms won't fix themselves. Power never yields without pressure. So let's build that pressure together.
Until next week, stay critical, stay connected, and keep fighting for algorithmic justice.